Friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So confirmands, this is your big day. You've been like looking forward to this for like 2 years. For 2 years, you've had to put up with me. And for a long, long, long time more. But I'm so proud of you guys. You guys have done such a good job. Thank you for 2 wonderful years of confirmation. And this is a big day where the Lord gave you your faith in baptism, and today you are confirming that faith. This is a big deal, right? And Jesus, I think I started confirmation with this verse. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." So that's what happened to you. I think for all of you, when you were babies or very, very little, you were baptized. You received God's name printed on your forehead, right? And then Jesus said this, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So you were baptized to receive that faith as a baby or as a very young child. And then Jesus gave us the command to teach you the faith so that you would learn the faith and grow in it. And that's what today is all about, that you have learned that faith. You're going to keep on learning the faith. You've learned that faith, and we're confirmed that you have learned that faith and also that you believe that faith, and that faith is your own. So today, you're joining all of the rest of the church in taking seriously that faith and living that faith out the rest of your life. And it's a life of taking seriously what Jesus says, what we heard in the gospel reading, right? Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Those are big words from Jesus, aren't they? Jesus is saying that he is the life. Jesus chose you guys in baptism. He chose you by name. He said, this one right here, this one is mine. He chose you guys. Of all people, he chose you guys, right? And not only that, he chose you guys and he made you his child. You get to call God your Father forever. And he gave you what Jesus won by his life, and what Jesus won by his cross, and what Jesus won by his resurrection, and what Jesus won by reigning over all things, right? Jesus gave you forgiveness. Jesus gave you salvation. Jesus gave you eternal life. You get to live forever because of what Jesus gave you. That's a huge gift. And not only that, but you know, you guys are pretty young. You know, you guys are looking forward to growing up, right? And as you grow up, maybe you are looking forward to high school. Maybe you're looking forward to college. Maybe you're looking forward to your first job. Maybe you're looking forward to getting married or having kids. Or maybe you're looking forward to having your first car. You know what? When Jesus gives you life, it's more than just growing up and experiencing those things for the first time. And when Jesus gives you life, you're not just looking forward to growing up until one day you die. When Jesus gave you life, it means you're looking forward to growing up forever, growing up into eternity. That death is not the end. You're looking forward to eternal life with Jesus. Jesus is the life. Jesus is your life. But Jesus also says that he is the truth. And so if Jesus is the life, then Jesus is also the truth. And I mentioned that part of today is not just you confirming that you believe this, but also the church confirming that you believe what we believe, right? That you've been taught the faith and you know the faith well. And so we're confirming you have that faith and you know it, that you could share that faith with others. And you're also committing to keep on learning that faith. Today, you are confirming and testifying that you believe the same faith that Jesus taught. and you're believing the same faith that Jesus taught his disciples, and that you're believing the same faith that the apostles themselves believed. That's a huge deal. That's like 2,000 years of the faith being handed down to you. That's incredible, isn't it? That you are believing the same thing that's been believed since Jesus. And they were all looking forward to Jesus coming, so you're believing the same thing that's always been believed about the Messiah. That's a huge deal. And so here's something really important that you guys need to know. All right? Jesus promises that life will not be easy. Can you guys confirm that? Does anybody out here have an easy life? Jesus promises you that life will not be easy. Kids, life and Satan are going to throw things at you. Satan wants to attack you. He wants to disturb you. He wants to challenge you. He wants to confuse you. The world will attack you. They don't want you to believe this faith. They don't want you to stay true to Jesus. They don't want you to believe that life is truly found in Jesus. They don't want you to believe that Jesus is the truth. Satan and the world are going to do everything they can to steer you away from that. And you know what? Sometimes it's going to work a little bit. And I know that because I have a sinful heart too. Sometimes you are going to feel like the faith is not enough. And sometimes you are going to feel like the faith does not compare to what you might have out there, or a different kind of life you might get to have. You're going to feel sometimes like the faith following Jesus is not worth it. It's going to happen to you sometimes. And so here's the truth that you need to know, and the truth that you are confirming today, is that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is the one that he wants you to be focused on. That Jesus, because he's Lord, all things are under his control. That because Jesus is Lord, it means that he has redeemed the world, and he has forgiven the world, and he's going to restore the world, and that goes for you too. Jesus has redeemed you, he's forgiven you, and he promises to restore you. And that's why if you were to live life in this world, Jesus is the key. Jesus is the truth that you need throughout your life in this world. And that's why Jesus wants you to keep his commandments. And that's why Jesus wants you to cherish his word like nothing else. Jesus wants you to live out that word like nothing else. Because you, kids, have something special that the world needs to hear. You have the truth of Jesus. That's the most important thing in the world. Nothing is bigger than that. And you need to remember, as you face those challenges in the world, that you need nothing else more than the truth of Jesus. And so if Jesus is the life, and if Jesus is the truth, then that means that Jesus is also the way. If you want to know how to live the good life, if you want to know what God wants you to do and how to best live your life, then Jesus is the way, right? You guys are listening. There you go. All right. This is for all of you too. Kids, you are promising today that you are going to live this faith until you die. That's a long time. Like, you're saying that every single day, I'm going to live this faith until the day I die. And actually, you're making an even bigger promise. You are saying that the way of Jesus is more important than life itself. You're going to be promising in just a few moments that you would rather die than to give up this faith. That's huge. I mean, what are people willing to die for these days? I mean, sometimes you say, oh, that chocolate was to die for. But I've never seen anybody die for chocolate, right? You guys are promising today that this faith is to die for. Now, here's the thing. I hope that you won't have to die for the faith. But if you do, what an honor and privilege. You know, there's this guy named Stephen, right? We read about him just a few moments ago. He was the first martyr of the Christian church. Stephen was called to work for the church, and he was not a pastor, and he wasn't somebody who like knew a ton of theology and all that kind of thing. He didn't know a ton of theology, but he was there to serve tables. He was one of the regular people in church. And he was sharing his faith, and he was killed for it. They stoned Stephen for the faith. And Stephen was happy to do it. I'm sure he didn't want to die, but he knew this faith was more important than even life itself. And so while I hope that you guys won't have to die for the faith, you guys are promising that you would. And here's what actually you guys are promising, is that you may not be called to die for the faith someday, but you are called to die every day for it. How do you guys like that? Does anybody here like to die every day? You guys are promising that you are going to die every day for the faith. That every single day when you wake up, you're going to remember who you are. You're going to remember that you are redeemed by Jesus. You're going to remember that you are baptized. You're going to remember that you are living out the way of Jesus. You're going to remember that you want to abandon your sins, that you don't want to live in a way other than Jesus. You're going to abandon your sins, and you're going to remember that the life that you would rather live is the kind of life that Jesus wants you to live. And so you're going to die to yourself every single day, and you're going to decide to live differently because of Jesus. And that also means that you're going to make sacrifices every single day because you follow Jesus. And that might look like, you know, when you're in school and you want to hang out with this group of friends, but it's probably not the group of friends that you should hang out with, you're going to sacrifice and say, you know what, until they're ready to respect me about Jesus and what I say about Jesus and to love me like Jesus does and to want to hear his word, there's like a lonely person at the table over there who's not sitting by anybody. I'm going to make a sacrifice that Jesus would want me to make, and I'm going to go sit with them. It means that on Sundays, you know what? On Sundays, I would love to hit the snooze button on my alarm. But the sacrifice that you're going to make is coming to church. You're going to sacrifice your Sunday mornings. Jesus is going to call you to make sacrifices, to die to yourself every day because you follow him. Because everything that you do in life, it doesn't matter if you're a football star playing for the Detroit Lions, I'd be very proud of you if you were. Or you're at McDonald's flipping burgers. Guess who you do it for? Jesus. Everything you do in life is for Jesus. That's the way of Jesus. And here's what you guys need to know. Yeah, can you guys look out here for a second? Look at all these people. There's a lot of these people who are here for you. In fact, all of these people are here for you guys. This is your family. This is the church. These are people who are living the way of Jesus with you. And they're here because they support you living the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus is with all of these people. And it goes for all of you too. The way of Jesus is living this life with his people. Jesus brings us together as his people to live his way together. And sometimes that means that we need help. Anybody here ever need help? There's like a few hands. Okay. We need help sometimes. And who does Jesus give us to help? Each other. You're going to need help sometimes, kids. And sometimes people out here are going to need your help. That's living the way of Jesus, to speak his word into each other's lives and to hear other people speak his word into our lives. You know, Jesus says something kind of crazy. Did you hear what he said? He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me," this is wild, "will also do the works that I do." Guys, when you live the way and truth and life of Jesus, you're going to do the works of Jesus. And then he doesn't even stop there. What does he say? "And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." You're going to do greater works than Jesus? You know what Jesus does, right? Jesus prayed. Jesus witnessed the truth of the Father. Jesus forgave our sins on the cross. Jesus spoke promises and hope to us. He gave us the future, right? He sacrificed himself for us. You do what Jesus does. Which means that you're going to pray. And you're going to witness the faith. You're going to forgive sins as Jesus forgave yours. You're going to speak his hope and his promises to others. You're going to make sacrifices every day. Jesus has gone to God the Father, and he is sitting at the right hand of the Father in power. And I think that's what Jesus means when he says you're going to do greater works than these. Because he goes to the Father. Because Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father in power, he controls all things. He's Lord over all things, and he's Lord over your life. And so he works his works through your life. Which means that through you, Jesus continues to spread his word. And through you, he shows love and mercy to the world. And through you, he's forgiving sins. And through you, he continues to pray. And through you, he continues to speak hope and promises to the world. Through you, Jesus is doing greater works than these. Kids, living in Jesus as the way and truth and life is the greatest thing that you will do. That's why today is such a big deal. And I'm so proud of you guys. Because you are living in the way and truth and life of Jesus. So kids, thank you for your witness that you're giving to the rest of us today. In Jesus' name, amen.